Welcome to the morning meeting with Sarah and Jess,
where the tea is hot, the wine is chilled, and no topic is off limits. Pull up a chair and join us. There is room for all of you here.
We won't limit seating, we'll just build a bigger table. Let's begin today's meeting.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Jessica.
I started it this week.
You did. Kind of threw me off. How are you doing?
Good. It's been a few weeks.
We are back in lockdown here in Nova Scotia. For any of you who are listening from outside of our province, you might be in lockdown too, wherever you are. But we are back in a pretty much total lockdown for the past two and a half weeks now. And it just got extended till the end of May. So kids are out of school. Yeah. Non-essential services and stores are closed. Small businesses are... We're back to where we were this time last year.
This time last year.
Maybe so even worse off.
Yeah. Whew. So how have the last few weeks been on that note?
They have been interesting, you know? It's a little different of an experience for me. I'm at leave this time. I'm not working from home. My husband is. Bo is home from daycare. The twins are on the move, both crawling around.
Say no more.
Yeah. So, you know, it's been a few weeks. How about you, Jess?
Yeah, it's been busy. Luckily, I do have the option to work from home. So I was able to take Logan out of daycare. And licensed daycare is actually offering, like, you can voluntarily take your children out to leave space for frontline workers.
Oh, wow.
Who may need that. And they are, like, subsidizing your spot. So we were able to take Logan out of daycare and not have to pay for him to be there. So
that's what really we chose to do. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what we've been doing. So, yeah, working from home. Trying to, at least. And Logan's been home. Daniel will rotate with his coworker, but yeah.
So again, say no more. So
Yeah.
So we just thought we'd come on, catch up with one another, check in on one another, check in on all of you. We know it's been a heavy few weeks. I think we're all feeling that. So we thought we'd do a little lockdown lowdown here. Chat with each other, see how we were doing. Talk a little bit about the nitty gritty, highlight some positives, try to stay upbeat, try to distract you from reality for the next 45, 60 minutes.
Yeah, I love how you put in like to 60 minutes because you know us, we never stop talking.
Yeah.
Two-parter. But we... Yeah, and I'm just so glad that we're chit-chatting because I really needed this because, like, a lot of things and a lot of people and a lot of activities have just been put on hold in the last couple weeks, and this is just one thing I need for my mental health.
Yeah, I agree.
We just haven't had a chance to do, to get around to do, which we started this podcast for that reason, that we needed this for us, and it's just been on the back burner. So we are so glad to be here whenever you're listening.
That's right.
For this,
we're glad to have you, and thanks for sticking with us. I know we've been trying to pump out these episodes every Monday, but like Jessica said, you know, life happened the last 2 weeks. The husband episode, which is so funny, there's been so many good parts of the husband episode that didn't make it into the final cut.
I know,
we'll have to piece them together someday and just do like a bonus pod for it was funny.
And
there's
Sarah,
some laughable moments cut out of there.
Classic us. Like, we talked about this on that episode that, like, we cannot get together because we have way too much fun. We were on Zoom for over 3 hours.
I know.
Like, we just can't.
We should have known. We should have known better.
We don't know when to stop. Like,
yeah. Yeah. So that week, you know, the editing took a little bit, but some other things came up that had to take top priority. So it was every second Monday, and it looks like it might be like that maybe for the next little while. But we do have some really fun guests lined up to talk to, some really interesting people with interesting stories and interesting careers to talk about different topics with us. And we are super amped up because we know that you will all enjoy them big time. So thanks for sticking with us. Thanks for being around, engaging with us on social media, listening to each episode. Share your thoughts. Let us know what else you want.
It's been so fun.
Yeah, it's been fun.
So fun getting to know you all.
Yeah. Jessica, I have to tell you, the last few weeks, I mean, the weather's getting a little nicer. We've had a lot of rain around here, just adding to the dampening of the moods. But anytime the sun shines, it's like we all run outside. Like we can't wait because we haven't seen it in a while. And isn't it just an instant mood booster to see that sun? Oh,
it's amazing.
And with that, and with the springtime, like you mentioned before, the cheeseburger birds, it's all I hear now. Cheeseburger. Right? And Pat said the same thing. He's like, I cannot hear a bird without hearing cheeseburger.
They're everywhere. And they're Bo, like, hi, it's spring.
I know. The other day, Bo, we were getting out of the van, and he heard one. And without me saying anything, Bo, in the same like vocal variety as you said it, he said, cheeseburger. And I started he was just like said it to himself. He wasn't even trying to make me laugh. It was so funny. Cheeseburger.
Funny you say that, because Logan and I were out for a walk the other day and the cheeseburger birds were out, and he was like, listen to the birds, Mom, they're singing. And I'm like, yeah, they're the cheeseburger birds. And he goes, Mom, what, you're so silly. I was like, no, seriously, Logan, they're the cheeseburger birds. I was, and I did the thing, I was like, did the whistle, and he was just looking at me like, what the fuck is wrong with you, Mom?
Yeah. You're embarrassing me.
Yeah. Like, what do you mean the cheeseburger bird? It was so funny.
He'll hear it next time. Now it'll stick in his head.
Cheeseburger.
Kids are so funny. Age is so funny. Bo, also, we were making a little Mother's Day craft for my mother-in-law, my mom, and I was painting his feet. And I was explaining to him what we were going to do before I did it. And I was like, okay, are you ready? He's like, yeah, I'm ready. I'm like, okay, I'll be right back. I'm just going to go get the brush or whatever. And Pat said he was standing in the kitchen waiting for me to come back. And he looked out the window and said, oh, I'm a little bit nervous. Pat was like, what did you just say? He said, I'm a little bit nervous, Dad. And he was like, you're a little bit nervous? How do you know what that is? Yeah. You know, he recognized
it. I said to Logan today, I was like, do you want a little slice of pizza, bud? Like, I didn't mean little. I just meant like, do you want a little slice of pizza? Yeah. He's like, no, I want a big slice.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, toddlers are very literal. Yes. Noted. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, too funny.
Exactly.
Speaking of birds.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you go.
Well, I think it might be the same topic. Were you going to talk about someone who's afraid of birds? But has a bird tattoo?
Okay, that makes sense. I was going to talk about the two bird tattoos on Caitlin Bristow's arms, and you were going to say
she's scared of birds, but has a bird tattoo, right? Isn't that her thing? Anyway, our girl Caitlin is engaged.
Unbelievable. Did you see?
How could you not? Like, you could see it from the moon.
Okay, I have never in my life have been so taken back by a friggin' diamond than I was by hers. She was too. Like, if you watch the clip, she's like,
oh my gosh. So like, her reaction, so Caitlin, it's so hilarious.
Yeah, I don't blame her. It's like you could see it from space. It's stunning.
And I wonder
Neil Diamond, not Neil Diamond, Neil Diamond. Neil Lane has got nothing on Jason Tardik. Let's just put it that way.
Do you think it's a Neil Lane ring? I actually didn't even think of that.
There's no way.
No, I bet it's not.
There is no way that Jason bought a Neil Lane. Why do I want to say Neil Diamond?
Because
Neil
that's a singer and you're talking about a diamond. But do you think it is? Well, I mean, it's just massive anyway. But is it extra? Is it so like breathtaking or kind of like sets you back because she's so tiny and it's like this massive ring? It's
she's
like
so dainty.
In some of the pictures it's like I can't even see her anymore. She like disappears behind the ring.
That's a good point. I mean, I'm just not even gonna question it though. Like, tiny or not, that's a fucking rock.
It's humongous. I just mean if it was like, you know,
it's big,
it's alarming to see.
I'm sure the deets will be posted on it soon, so I'll be interested to know.
Did he do it on a podcast? Were they recording an episode of the podcast when he proposed?
I think so, because he's there with the microphone.
Yeah.
It looks like they're recording.
There'll definitely be like a vlog that they were doing about that or something. We'll see it happen
for
sure.
Or the podcast episode. Can't wait.
Yeah, but there'll be a visual to go along with.
And then they have the memory forever, because I don't know about you, but like, I remember like some things from my engagement, but like I blacked out because it was just like I couldn't believe it was happening. I wish it was recorded so I could look back on that.
Yeah, so. You know what? Pat recorded ours and didn't tell me. He set up his phone secretly, and it's like behind. It's on our shelf in the living room, but it's behind the post, so you can't really see us. You can kind of see us, but you can hear us, which right. I kind of like. It's like a distorted view of us, but you can hear us. And I said afterwards, "I'm so glad you did this. A, so that we can have it forever, but B." Because I have no effing idea what you said to me because I blacked out. Like, I just heard, I can remember his face perfectly. I can remember, like, a few words. I remember him getting down on his knee. But, like, the sweet little sentiments he was saying as he was proposing, I think I just blacked out. So now he has, like, he recorded it. So I'm so glad he did that. And we had
I remember,
it.
Like, snippets. And I remember, like, I get, well, maybe I do. I remember it happening, like, I can see it, I can visualize it.
Yes.
But then, like, I don't remember, like, I don't think he said much. Like, I don't think he went on. Like, he just said, like, a one-liner.
Yeah.
Because poor Daniel, like, the ring, he ordered it online, and it was, like, this whole thing, like, back and forth. Like, he got videos of it and all of this. So then it finally came in, and he sent it to his parents' house. So he went to pick it. I guess he wanted to see it, like, obviously. So he went to pick it up. And so his mom and dad are two different people. So we were supposed to go on a cruise that February. So this was December. Right. We were supposed to go on a cruise that February. So I think in his mind, he wanted to propose then, or at least that's what he said. So when he went to look at the ring, his mother was like, "Let me keep it. Like, you want to do it on the cruise that we're going on. Like, the whole family was supposed to go. You want to do it on the cruise. And Brian's like, "You've let that girl wait too long. Like, don't you let her wait another second." And so it didn't take Daniel much convincing. So he came home. And then, like, I think he was just like, "I have it
needed
here.
To
I don't know
it.
What to
do." Nervous
like,
energy.
Just did it.
Yes.
Yeah. So I feel like all these, he did have a few different plans of what he wanted to do. But I mean,
that I love that he did
a hole
like
in
that.
Your pocket. Yeah, it was pretty cute.
And you were surprised, you know, like taken back by...
Because, Sarah, you cannot surprise
me.
Spur
of the moment. I know. Exactly.
I know what people are doing, like, before they do it. I know all my gifts before I get them. I figure it all out. Like, I ruin every surprise on myself. I had no freaking clue he was doing that. And I think that's why I was so blacked out. Because I was like, oh,
and the adrenaline and emotion take over. You just black out. You're just like, what's happening? What's happening? You know?
Yeah. So fun.
It's so sweet. We had a little bit of a scary moment in the last week or two. The twins have started solids. Grady had an allergic reaction to eggs. So it was a scary moment. Definite scary moment. It was like one of those things where you're like, do we wait until his tongue starts to swell to take him in, or do we take him in case his tongue swells? You know what I mean? Like, when do you move? Luckily,
and like, it's COVID, so I feel like there's
Exactly. Well, that was running through my head. I called 811. There was no answer. Luckily, my godmother's a nurse practitioner. I called her. She, like, walked me through it, but she was actually at the clinic giving vaccines and saw my number and called me back. She knew something must have been up. She was so calm. God bless her heart. Love that woman. But she was, like, walking me through it, and it was okay. And she said, like, if this starts to escalate in the next, like, 10 or 15 minutes, you have to take him in. But right now it sounds like you don't have to. Anyway, we didn't have to take him in. He was okay with time. Things settled down. His skin reacted pretty badly to it. Eggs are a common allergen. I knew that. My older brother is allergic to eggs, so I, you know, was always a little weary.
Okay.
When I was pregnant with Beau, I mean, I was sick the entire pregnancy, but eggs especially made me sick. The look, the smell, the taste of them. And I like eggs. Yeah. Anytime I ate an egg, I would get sick. And Beau has never liked eggs, which is so interesting. Mm. Now, Brooks ate the eggs and loved them. No reaction. Grady ate an egg, didn't want another piece of the egg, was like refusing it, and almost immediately had a reaction to it. It was so wild. But another interesting fact about eggs is it's a common allergy. It's one of the most common allergens, but it's also common with babies or people who are prone to eczema. So there's a really close link there with eggs and eczema.
And I know you struggle with that.
I have really bad eczema on my hands especially. Yeah. My mom has a bad on her eye. Beau has a little bit of it, and Grady has it. Grady has had it like since birth. So should have known, I guess, but... Anyway, luckily I took him. They had an appointment scheduled the week later. We were still able to do that. It was right before like the intense lockdown started again. And they checked him over and just suggested, I just want a guidance. Like, what do I do? Am I supposed to give it to him again? Like, repeat exposure? Right. Or do you hold back? When do I give it to him again? Where? How? You know? Anyway, they recommend I don't give it to him again unless I'm in a challenged environment. So in, like, the allergy clinic or in the doctor's office, et cetera. They referred us to the allergy clinic in Halifax. We actually got our appointment. I was shocked so quickly. I don't know. Hopefully we'll be able to go to it. It's in June. So we'll take him there and then they'll test him there in a controlled, challenged environment and then we'll figure it out.
As scary as that will be, Sarah, like, you know, it's good that you'll be able to get answers so quickly and they'll know what to do, like, if an allergy if a reaction does occur. So,
yeah,
I mean, no one wants to see their child go through that, but.
Yeah, very grateful that we have that set up and that we'll have those answers and we'll have some guidance on what and how to proceed, because I have weird allergies and my dad has some weird allergies that they can't really pinpoint. So like dad carries an EpiPen because he's not sure when or how it will happen.
Wow.
So
some things are
a little over our hands. So it's always kind of in the back of your mind. So, you know, just want to make sure you're prepared. But anyway, yeah, poor little Grady gave us a fright, gave us a scare. Wow. Meanwhile, he was like as calm and cool and collected as he's always been. The entire time it was happening, I'm on the phone with my godmother and she's like, is he upset? I can hear him. Like, is he worsening in his, like, anyway, I'm like, no, that's the other twin crying. Like, Grady's cool as a cucumber. It's Brooke's crying for more food. Like, you know, anyway.
And that's classic Grady personality. Like, he's such just laid back. You know, cool as a cucumber. And I hope, you know, that the end of June, that cases will be down in Halifax and down here. Yeah. And, because it's been really rough up there and here. Just, in general. I think the third wave has really rocked everybody.
The third wave has crashed into us hard. Very hard, I think. Let's get into that. Let's get into our lockdown lowdown here, Jessica.
I said this to you when we came on that, like, I want to validate how I'm feeling. I want to talk about that. But I also feel like there's just been so much negativity everywhere I look. Right. And I don't think that anyone can handle any more of that. Like, everywhere you look on social media, there's a news story, there's someone you know sick, or there's just numbers are being released, and it's really, really heavy. And I'm not taking away from that. I think it's just, you know, let this episode be that one place that you can get some positivity. So in saying that, we just, of course, want to give a shout out to the frontline workers, and there are so many, but, you know, some of the ones that just come to our mind are, of course, our healthcare providers, who are just working 24/7 to make sure that we can get healthy. They're putting us before themselves. They are going out and putting themselves at risk and then going home to their families. And we just want to say that we are so thankful for you and we appreciate you so much, as well as public health. I have a very close friend who works in public health and she quite literally works 24/7. And that is not an exaggeration. And I think Dr. Strang said it too, that like he can't do what he does without his team and what a strong team he has.
They are
just working so hard.
Yeah, so hard. And don't you, every time you see Dr. Strang, like he is so good and so calm and so informative. But that one of those last press conferences, I just wanted to hug him. I said he needs a hug. He is just working so hard, but he's so appreciative of everyone work. He's always so acknowledging his team and like so thankful for the people who he's working with.
Right.
And it's nice to hear that. But I think he said it best when he said, I know you're tired. I know you're scared. I know you're afraid. I'm tired. Like, I'm scared. I'm afraid. But we can't stop now. And he said, I'm not going to stop working. My team's not going to stop working.
Right.
Please don't stop. Like, we know we're asking a lot of you, but please continue, you know, wearing your mask and staying 6 feet apart. And please follow the protocols because it will work. We just need to work together.
For the sake of others, please.
Yeah. And I could just cry listening to him because I was like, this is such a plea. He knows. Mm-hmm. He knows we're tired. He knows people are starting to be like, we can't do it anymore. But we just got to push through. Like, we just got to do it for a little longer, you know? Two of my friends are working in public health as well, and they like just such long days, such an overload of information, such a mountain to climb, but they're doing it and they're doing it for the sake of all of us. So
absolutely
thank you to all of you
who even, are doing that. Yeah, we and even you. Shout out to like people working at our local gas stations, convenience stores, grocery stores, Tim Hortons. Just know that like we thank you and we appreciate you. And just too, like Sarah, I know you're on maternity leave, but you've also had to do some work with CBU. Mm-hmm. Like you've kind of came out of mat leave retirement in the last few weeks to do some work. But just I personally feel so thankful that I do have the opportunity to work from home and I can keep pull Logan from daycare and we can stay safely. I am just, you know, as like we were saying, it can be really difficult because you don't get the work done that you need to do, or, you know, it is stressful because you're telling your toddler no 24 hours a day. But on the other end, we can stay home and we can stay safe. And that is above all, in my opinion. There's nothing that beats that. So really appreciate that. That's a big privilege. For sure.
For sure. I agree. Mm-hmm. We're very privileged to be able to do that. I'm very grateful that we are able to do that. And I hope moving forward, we talked to this a little bit on our episode with Jill, actually, but I do hope, like Jill said, that we don't have amnesia moving forward and that businesses and organizations understand the plates of their employees and what's on them and what they're juggling, whether they're in the office or at home, but also trusting them enough to know the work that can be done and be done well. And also just, like, we'll get into it here in a second, but I think we're all being asked to do a lot right now. And it's okay. Yeah. To not be doing more than we can do. You know, it's okay not to be taking the initiative and not to be going above and beyond, because right now we can't. There's too much things. Right. There's too many balls in the air. It's okay to say, like, we're thankful for these things, but these are the only things that we can kind of focus on and do now. We can't add more.
Yeah.
We can't do extras. We're all just kind of keeping our heads above water here. So I think it's okay. You know, that's a...
Yep.
It's a good thing.
Definitely.
We're able to do that. So, like Dory would say,
just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. So, yeah, Mother's Day was Sunday. And so, of course, couldn't get together with mom, which is fine. Right. You know, last year was the same thing. Or was it? I don't know if at that point, I don't think at that point we had any bubble, did we?
No.
I don't know. It's all a blur.
Yeah, I don't remember.
So, I said, I knew I couldn't take Logan to drop it off on Mother's Day because he would find that too hard to like pull into the driveway. He would not understand that, like, why can't we go into Nana's and Papa's? But on the other end, so my dad just got work back in Alberta again. The first wave of the pandemic, when things shut down, he was due to fly out to Alberta and he got turned around in Montreal. Like they said, like, no, like the people that are out there, which was my brother, who would have been his like 2 week off, like his rotation person or whatever, ended up staying until like July. So my brother was out there for like months and months and months and my dad stayed home. So this was his first time getting back to work in over a year. So with the new restrictions, he can go out and then come home and he has to get his test and my mom just isolates over at my brother's house while he does that.
Right.
Because my brother's also at West. And then once he gets a negative test, mom can go back. But there's like this whole new thing, like if he's in a hot spot, he has to isolate on his own. But right now he's not. I think Fort Mac is a hot spot and he's not there. So I haven't seen him in a while and I'm not going to in a very long time. But it was kind of one of these like I know it might sound rude to say, but like out of sight, out of mind. Like I haven't seen him. So it's like.
Right.
It hasn't felt different. Like, oh, I just haven't seen my dad in a while kind of thing. So he ended up just going back Tuesday, yesterday or today, whatever. I don't even know what day it is anymore. So Saturday I went out and I dropped the present on the porch. So my plan was just to like knock on the door and then run back to my car and call her and be like, I left a little gift for you. Like happy Mother's Day kind of thing. But my dad, like my dad is just, oh, he's so funny. He like basically like ran to the door. So I like jumped and like went like way away from the door. And like I saw him standing there and then my mom came. And it just like I had this like overwhelming sense of like, because it's like, I don't want to cry. Like, what's the scoop on crying on podcasts? Because
Let it out, sister.
We'll find out.
Let it out. Let it out.
So I haven't seen him in a while, and it just hit me that, like, okay, so he's in his late 60s, early 60s. Don't kill me. He's not going to ever listen to this anyway. And he's, like, out west. He's flying on airplanes. He's, like, around COVID. So, like, it just hit me that, like, what if my dad got COVID? Like, will I just never see him again? And, like, what if he was, what if COVID was to, like, take him? It's, like... like, that's a fucked up feeling. And it just, then it's like, it's really... well, what if he gives it to my mom? Like, you can't, it's not like when your loved ones get ill, like, you're by their, you're by their side. Like, you can't be by their side when they're sick with COVID.
I know.
There's people who have COVID that are alone right now because their partners can't be with them. And then what's worse is I was thinking all of this on the drive home. And thank God I was by myself. That's all I could keep thinking is, like, there are people who haven't seen their family members in over a year or longer because of this virus.
I know.
That's really heavy.
It's super, super heavy.
There's people whose loved ones are sick on the other side of the country and they can't go and see them because they're not allowed to leave.
Super heavy. I know.
And if they do leave, they're at risk of losing their jobs because they have to take like a month or more. Like, it's just.
I know.
It's heavy.
It's so heavy. It's so heavy.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think sometimes we have these feelings, whatever it is that triggers us into that, like for you, like seeing your dad and then kind of having all those thoughts and then thinking, but there's people, it doesn't matter if we, you know, if there's people who haven't seen their family members in longer or who are sicker or who are sick right now, they're all buckets. Like all of those feelings are super valid, you know, like you're allowed to feel that. That's a real thought that came to your head. It triggered real feelings, a real physiological response from you. And that's super valid to have. Like, it is heavy times. There's no right way to like navigate or feel through this, I think. So don't make yourself feel worse or being like, oh, but there's people who have it worse. Like, no, it's bad in its different ways, right? It's all a bucket. We all have buckets and that's a bucket for you. And you know, we all have different buckets with different things in there. It is. You're right. It's just so heavy. And the fact that we even are in a situation where we have to think that way, right? If this was 2 years ago and your dad was headed out for his stint out west, you'd be like, hey, see you when you're back. Like,
yeah, he's been going out there since
there's this new layer to it.
Right. He's been going out there since I've been in grade six. So it's like nothing for my family.
Right.
That's what dad does. Right. He goes out west. My brother has been out west for years. Heck, Daniel traveled out west for years in our relationship. Yeah. Everyone who isn't traveling out west for work, honestly, like
I know,
but
that's the thing. Now everything we do for the past over a year now, everything we do has an extra layer to it, good or bad, an extra layer to it because of this, right? And it's always in the back of your head. It's always something we have to think about. It's just another thing we have to think about and worry about for everyone, ourselves, our children, our parents, our colleagues. It's a lot. It's heavy.
Yeah. And I mean, last year, Logan was, he would have been, he'll be three in August. So he was younger. Yeah. And I don't really think he knew what was going on. And not that he really knows what's going on this time either. We don't talk about it. But he says now all the time, like, I miss Nana. I miss Nana. I want to see Nana. I want to see Nana. And you can only come up with so many excuses. And it's like, you know, he's really wondering, like, when will I see Nana? And I don't know when he will see Nana because, like, my mom's still working. And when my dad comes home from out west, he lives with her. And even though he gets his tests, he gets two tests while he's home for the 1 week. I don't know. I just still, like, even when the bubble opens up, I'm like, I don't know how comfortable I feel. Like, I'm terrified. I'm terrified from being away from him for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And what that will do to him or, like, what, you know. And I don't know. It's just hitting heavy this time. There's so many people that we know, that our friends know, that have COVID. And it's...
yeah.
This is the first time I felt this heavy. Let's just put it that way.
Right. It's hitting closer to home. It's getting real. You know what, too? It's the exhaustion of it. Yeah. Like, we've been, last year when this hit, we're like, oh my gosh, what is this? We were kind of learning as we go. But then we thought it'd be over. And now that we're kind of back, worse off now, a year later, you think, like, wait, what? I thought this was supposed to be over by now. So it adds that extra layer of heaviness to it for sure. Mm-hmm. Bo's been the same way, Jessica. It's breaking our hearts because he misses his friends so bad. Like, he's not in daycare right now. he act like, can we go see Carter and Cammy? Can we, what's Lucy do? Like, he just asks about his friends.
Yeah.
And you can see it in his face. He's like bored. There's been a few times we try to keep him as active as we can, but it's not the same. Like, he needs that socialization. And he's such an active kid. And there was one time, I think it was yesterday, we were doing all these fun things with him. And then at one point I said, like, okay, whatever it was that I had to go do, he was like, ugh. Like, just disgusted that it wasn't his level of play, right? Like, my imagination wasn't meeting his. And
because you're not a toddler.
I just said he. And it's just his overall. Yeah. And it's just his general mood. You can just tell. I can just tell he's different these last few days. And I think it's because in his own way, he's like a little bit sad or a little bit lonely. And, you know, that isolation is getting to him a little bit more than the rest of us. He can't necessarily, like, text his friends and ask how they're doing like we do. So I think he's definitely, it's impacting him more so this year than last year, like you said, just being a little bit older. His second birthday party in isolation. I mean, I know everything we just talked about, a third birthday party is a drop in the bucket, but I said the poor guy's not going to know what a birthday party is when he's allowed to have
so
one.
Hard, eh?
It is. We had a great day celebrating it, and I think he had a great day, but it's just one of those things, again, that you're like, oh, if everyone would just stay home and wear their masks and sanitize and follow the rules,
right,
our kids can have their birthday parties. Like, please.
No, I know. Absolutely.
How was Mother's Day?
It was great. You know what? It was a great day. It really was.
Good.
It was a really nice day. It was like a slow morning, breakfast in bed. We went for a drive. It was just like a slow, nice day. The sun was shining, which we can't take that for granted these days with all the rain we've had.
I know. And isn't it an instant mood booster when the sun is shining? Oh, my gosh.
How was your day?
It just makes you so much better.
First Mother's Day as a mom of three.
Yeah, it was good. Same thing. I mean, that's kind of what incited that post on House of the Raising Suns. But it's... I slept in, had a sleep in, which was so lovely.
Isn't that nice?
I can't remember the last time that happened. Yeah. Tea was made, breakfast, the whole thing. It was lovely. But in the afternoon, I'm like, why do I feel more tired than usual? Mm. Like, I had extra sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you can't win. I was like, wow, I slept in and now I'm tired. Like, what?
Your body gets used to a certain level of exhaustion. So then when you get more sleep, your body is like, wait, what is this? Right? You just adapt to your normal.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly. It was like, wait, we could rest longer? Go back to that. But anyway, we had a nice day. So I was spoiled by the boys.
Come on.
It was really sweet.
I was thinking this, like, we deserve more than a goddamn day. A month, a year, a decade even.
Every
century.
Single
like,
day
on.
Should be Mother's Day. I agree.
I want breakfast in bed every day.
I agree. You know what's so funny? I read this once and I think about it every single year on Mother's Day now, and it makes me laugh. I mean, mind you, the last two have been in lockdown, so there's not much we could do otherwise. But every year on Father's Day, Pat goes away for this like golf tournament
with
his brother and his dad and his friends.
Daniel's
like,
already
for, like,
chomping
3 days.
At the bit to go to that this year.
Speaking of Daniel and Patrick, they're both golfing right now. So, of course, fuckers. The season has begun.
Yeah. Anyway, here continue. We are. Sorry.
But so he goes away for Father's Day. And the thing I read once was like, Mother's Day, moms are expected to spend the day celebrating with her family. Father's Day, they get to go away from their family to celebrate. I'm like, that is so freaking true. That is how we celebrate in this house. I spend the whole day with them, which is great. I mean, don't get me wrong, but it's just so funny. And my joke the last like few months has been like, I dream of the day I get to go to a hotel by myself and just sleep all day and all night, like uninterrupted, watch whatever I want on TV, lay in bed, not get out of bed for 24 hours. So Pat's joke this year was like, I was gonna get you a night at the hotel, but then lockdown happened and COVID hit and I knew you wouldn't want to go. So I it's like, that's okay, honey.
You can get a rain check on that, though.
The simple, that's what I said. I'm like, write this down and we can cash it in when it's appropriate to do so.
I nearly died when, you know, I don't want to make light of this situation, but when Dr. Robert Strang was on the press conference and he's like, this is serious. Like, we're shutting down. Like, restaurants are closed. Schools are closed. Everything's closed. Like, you're closed. You're closed. You're closed. Like, yeah. Everybody's closed. But you can golf.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Because I remember last year, Sarah, I said, so this was when, like, we were shut down in March. And then every week it was like everyone was always wondering, like, will Friday be the day that, like, they announced we're, like, slowly, like, you know, the restrictions are going to be, like, pulled back or whatever. And every week it was like, okay, okay, okay. And then I was like, to the girls once, I think actually me and you had this conversation saying, like, they're fucking going to open her back up for Father's Day.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly it. That's right.
I was like, oh my God. And Daniel's like, why can't you be happy Classic. For us?
Yeah. Because.
Yeah, just because. Because.
Yeah.
Yeah, too funny. Yeah, so he went golfing for the first time last week. It was the day after Pat went. And I was like, okay, hon, have so much fun. Love you, whatever. And he was looking. He looked at me like his head turned like The Exorcist. He's like, you've never been that nice to me before when I'm leaving for golf. And I'm like, oh, my God. The last podcast did open my eyes a little bit to, like, how much he does enjoy the game. Like, he doesn't just go to, like, get away from me or get away from him. Like, he does love it.
Yes.
But then I'm also like, you did, like, a lot before you left. Like, you made sure we had supper and you checked in. Like, is there anything I can do for Logan before I leave? Like, that meant a lot to me. So, like, when you left, my cup was full and I felt like I was ready to take on whatever the rest of the day had for me, right? But, like, if I'm working from home or trying to work from home, I should say, with a toddler all day, and then you ask me if you can golf, like, probably not going to get, like, the friendly, enjoy yourself goodbye on the way out.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's put it in context. Fair enough.
You know what? It doesn't take much. Like, just to bring it back to Mother's Day really quick, he ordered me a Yeti, like one of the wine Yetis. So, yeah, I was really happy with that. Yeah. It's really cute. And then he said to me, he was like, I wish I had more for you. I wish I had more gifts. But, like, I ordered a couple things. They didn't come. And I just looked at him and I was like, Daniel, like, I don't need gifts. Like, you don't even realize. Right. I said, like, there is so much you can do for me. I was like, draw me a hot bath, pour me a glass of wine. Yeah. Say you're taking Logan out for a drive. Why don't you relax for a little bit? Like, it really doesn't take much. And this whole idea that, like, mothers need all of these, like, materialistic gifts. Maybe some people do like gifts, like, depending on your love language or whatever. I can totally get that.
I was just gonna say that. What's
and
your love
I
language?
Yeah. Definitely love receiving gifts, as you know. It's, like, my favorite thing to get a gift.
You do and love so, gifts.
But, like, for something like Mother's Day, like, I to feel appreciated, I don't need a ton of things. I still want at least one gift, obviously.
Yeah.
I just
let's not get carried away.
You don't need to spend hundreds of dollars. Right. And so anyway, I was really impressed. So we were just hanging out. We were watching The Circle. It's, like, a new show we're watching together.
I've been low-key watching it because I'm kind of embarrassed. Yeah. But I'm like, okay, wait, I'm into this.
So I was like, I'm just going to draw a bath. Like, can we hit pause? And he was like, yeah, go for it. I was like, I'm going to have a glass of wine and just draw a hot bath. And then we'll watch the rest of the episode. So in the meantime, I'm texting probably you. And I hear the bath running, but, like, I didn't clue into it. And then I did, and I was like, hon, like, that is so thoughtful that, like, you got off the couch. You were so cozy. You got off the couch, drew me a bath. And then I walked into the bath, and the lights were out, and he had a candle lit. He had the wine glass down and poured. Like, I was like, okay.
That's so nice. The simple things. It doesn't take much.
It was really nice.
That is so thoughtful.
Yeah.
Those like acts of service, right?
Because it's so easy to just be like, well, I'm so comfortable here on this couch.
I also am dying at you that you're like in the middle of a show and you're like, you know what? I'm going to go get a bath. I'll be right back. Like, you're the only person I know like halfway through the show would be like, no, it's bath time. Baths take priority over everything.
Oh, 100%. Daniel's like, what would you rather? He's like pulling the would you rathers on me now.
Yeah.
He's like, give up wine or give up baths. And I'm like, because he knows how much I love both. I'm like, I would give up wine any day. I would never give up baths. When I became pregnant, that was my number one concern and number one question I asked the doctor when I had my first like prenatal visit. I was like, so tell me about the baths. So I was like reading up on things like, I can't take a fucking bath. Like what? I don't like now. I can't have wine. I can't take a bath. Like, what can I do?
Yeah.
And she was like,
that's so funny.
I remember her saying like, no, no, you get a bath. Her only concern was like that the water would be so hot that I would like stand up and like fall. She wasn't concerned about any other things. So thank God I was like, oh, I knew I picked the right
doctor.
Yeah,
you love baths. Like sometimes you get more than one bath a day.
Yeah, like I take two. So now that like working from home, when Daniel comes home from work at 4:30, I get in the bath. And then when Logan goes to bed at 7, I get in the bath then.
As someone who doesn't take baths often, I just am so amazed. And you're like, I'm just hopping in the bath again. I'm like, aren't you just in the bath? Like, you're so funny. Back to the love language thing for a second, because this example popped into my mind when you were telling your story about Mother's Day. But I remember when Patrick and I first started dating, he was living in Halifax and I was living in Sydney. And I was up there one weekend and he had we decided to go out for dinner. And we get to the restaurant. It was like a nice restaurant. And we get there and we walk in and he's like, yeah, it was a reservation for McRae. And I literally stopped and looked at him. And I was like, what? You made a reservation? And he was like, what? And I'm like, you called ahead and planned and made a reservation for dinner? He was like, yes. Like, otherwise we couldn't just walk in here. I'm like, oh my God, that is so thoughtful and sweet. I can't believe you made the reservation. Right. Like, I didn't need to do that. I'm like, I don't think anyone has ever made a reservation for me before. And he, like, dead serious looked at me. He's like, who the f*** have you been dating? Like, they have never made a reservation?
Pat's like, yes, like, I don't have to work hard at all.
Exactly. We talked about it afterwards. And I was like, oh God, did you think you were just, he was like, oh, it was smooth sailing from there. If I impressed you with the dinner reservation, like also another side of it, he's just used to like living in the big city.
Right.
I put that in quotations, but people can't see me. But you know, in Sydney, we make reservations sometimes, but you can also just walk in places.
Exactly.
But, like, in Halifax downtown at a fancy restaurant on a Saturday night, you can't just walk in, you know, like you have to make a rezzo. So to him, he just always makes reservations. But anyway, it was just so funny because it was one of our first real dinner dates. It was so early on in our relationship. We were so new. And I remember being like, oh my God, you made a reservation. And he literally was like, who have you been dating?
Meanwhile,
like, what the hell?
Meanwhile, you're in the bathroom texting your group chat being like, I just met my husband.
Yeah, exactly. Sold. I'm like, I'm in love. I'm in love. I'm sold. Sign me up. I have another funny Mother's Day story that happened to us this week. So again, Mother's Day, lockdown. Pat said he had all kinds of ideas on what to do or what to get me. And then the lockdown happened and it changed some of his plans, you know, whatever. It was out of his hands. So he had ordered me flowers and he said he was ahead of the ball. He ordered them on like the start of the week so they'd be here in time. He even got them delivered a day early, or wanted to, because the whole thing. Anyway, that was his plan. So on Saturday we're hanging around and he's like kind of pacing. I just thought he was getting bored or shack wacky, and like, you know, I'm suggesting things we could do, or things, you know, COVID friendly activities we could partake in, go for a drive, go for a walk, whatever. And he's like, okay, Bush, we have to, whatever. And I did the same thing as you. I'm like, I want to run out to my mom's and drop a gift on her step. And, you know, he's like, okay. So finally, it's like near the end of the day. And I'm like, okay, let's, when the boys get up from nap, let's just go for a drive. We'll get everyone out of the house. We'll go drop this off at my mom's house. Him and Bo are outside a bit. They're like poking around the door a bit throughout the day. Anyway, we're on our way out the door. I'm like, getting my shoes on, I get a text from my mom, and it's a picture of this beautiful bouquet of flowers, and she said, thank you so much for the flowers, just to me. And we have, like, a sibling group, so, and I, like, stopped out of my tracks, and I'm looking at my phone, I'm like, huh? What? And Pat's like, what? I'm like, well, mom just sent me this picture of this beautiful bouquet and said, thank you for the flowers, but, like, I didn't send her flowers, so I wonder why. So I text my sister. I'm like, did you send mom flowers and put our names on it? And she's like, no. Like, that's weird. Like, I'm looking at her. I had flowers for her at my house and her gift, but I didn't drop it off yet. So Pat's like, let me see them. I'm like, okay. So I show Pat.
Let me see them.
I'm like, I'm so confused, though. Like, I didn't send her these. And he's like, zoom in on the card there. I'm like, why? So I zoom in on the card and I realize we can only see a bit of it, but I see love you so, or we appreciate you so much, like a bunch of O's. And he was like, oh my God. So he's looking at his phone. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, mom. And I like put the eyes like emoji being like, those are beautiful, but I don't think I sent them to you. Like, I was so confused. Awkward. So then Pat's looking at his phone, looking at my phone, looking at his phone, looking at my phone. I'm like, what are you doing, honey? He's like, what? I'm like, what? Like, spit it out. He's like, Sarah, I ordered you flowers. Bo and I have been waiting all day. I asked them to put them on the side step so Bo could bring them into you.
Right.
We've been waiting for them all day. I texted, I emailed the people, I called them. There's no answer. No one's responding to me. I can't believe they're not here yet. I think those are your flowers.
Oh my God.
I'm like, how would they end up at my mom's house? Like, there's no way. So he pulls up his receipt and he shows me the bouquet he ordered. They're identical. Then he shows me what he wrote to be put on the card. And it says, appreciate you so much.
Oh my God.
As part of it. Bunch of O's. I'm like, Pat, there's no way this is a coincidence. Those are your flowers. So I FaceTime my mom. So Pat's feeling terrible, but also wants to get to the bottom of it.
Right.
So he's like, call your mom and tell her those are your flowers. I'm like, Pat, we can't take these flowers away from my mom. I feel so bad. Like, she thinks they're for her. And she's so happy. So she read it as like, happy Mother's Day. We appreciate you so much. Blah, blah, blah. Right. Love, Bo, Brooks, and Grady. Like, out of context, it would still kind of work for her as a grandmother, you know?
Oh, shit.
It said, you're the best mom in the world or something. But she would have just thought that was for me.
Right.
And then, like, love the grandchildren. Right. Oh, so, like, shit. It still kind of could have worked. So I had to FaceTime her and be like, hi, mom. And she's like, hi, look, they're beautiful. Thank you. It's so thoughtful.
Oh.
And I just start laughing. And she's like, what? I'm like, mom, and she goes, oh my God, are these for you? And we just start dying. I'm like, mom, I'm so sorry, but those are my flowers. Aww. So Pat tells her, he's like, Kathy, I ordered those for Sarah. I've been waiting for them all day. Like, how did that happen?
And
she's like, we don't know. So she's like, I don't know. Like, the guy just showed up with them and just gave, he didn't ask if I was Sarah. He just gave me them. But the outside of the card did say my name, but she just thought that was because I ordered them. Like, right. You know, it didn't. So anyway, we look at Pat's receipt and it says, like, deliver to my name, my address, like our address here, not my parents' house. I was never Sarah McCray and living at my parents' address. So that doesn't match up. And Pat may have ordered flowers and sent them to me to my parents' house once years ago, but even then, it doesn't really add up. So we were so confused trying to figure out. Anyway, we drove out and got my flowers back from my mom. What a sin. I was like, here are the supermarket flowers from us. Give me back my beautiful bouquet. I felt so bad. So on the drive in, it occurred to me, I'm like, Pat, they are so lucky that the house they delivered them to was your parents' house. And not like his ex-girl, like, you know, like an ex like the
Could
wrong,
you, imagine?
You know, or like an old address of mine. Like, we don't know if they messed up based on the person who ordered them and where they've been sent before, or the person's name they were addressed to and where that person has lived before, you know. I don't know how it works, but either way, that could have been bad. Like, they're lucky it was my parents' house,
exactly,
you know? Anyway, he emailed them back to say what happened, and they couldn't believe it. They're like, we'll check tomorrow. And then they were very apologetic and said they had no idea how it happened and it shouldn't have happened and blah blah blah.
Right.
But oh my gosh. Anyway, funny. What a sin. Poor mother.
Oh my God, what a sin.
And then this is the kicker. They called the next day and they got a hold of them, and she says to Pat, oh my gosh, we're so sorry. We'll send out a new bouquet of flowers right now. There's no way you can take those flowers back from your mother-in-law. And he was like, I already took them back from my mother-in-law, so thanks for that. What a sin. Poor Pat, he's been having bad luck lately.
God. What a sin.
I know.
That's too funny.
Flowergate 2021 Mother's Day edition has been solved. So moving on now. Hilarious. This is another story.
Oh my God, another story for the books.
But
yeah.
Anyway, pandemic living, lockdown life. It's a roller coaster. We're all doing the best we can.
Yeah.
If you need to be reminded, you're doing great. So do what you need to do before, to get through.
Before lockdown, Daniel, I messaged Daniel and I was like, do you mind picking up a bottle of wine on the way home from work? And so he's like, he said no problem. And in the meantime, there's an announcement at like, I don't even know what time it was, 3 o'clock or 3:30. And they announced the lockdown. So like, Daniel's pulling in the driveway and I'm like waving him back. I'm like, no, go back. A bottle's not enough. I need a box. There's a lockdown. And he's just like, what? Because he hadn't heard. I'm like, no, go back.
Oh my gosh.
I just like, reminiscing on that, how like long the lockdown was last year. Like, no, a bottle will not do.
No.
It was funny.
The lessons you learned. You don't need to hoard toilet paper. A bottle doesn't cut it.
That's right.
You'll be in here for longer than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So true. Well, this has been so nice just to chat with you, to vent a little bit, to validate some of the ways we're feeling, and just, you know, normalize the fact that we're doing what we can do in these weird and strange times. It's okay to have hard moments and hard days, but try and look for just the little bits of positivity. Mm. When my toddler is like off the wall and I'm wondering what the heck is happening, I then remind myself, you know what? I'll never get this time back with him. Like, you know, and sometimes it works and sometimes that's not even enough.
Sometimes
and
it makes it worse.
And I tag out and go get a shower or something. I don't know. But anyway, just do what you need to do. How you need to do it. Reach out to a friend. Reach out to your neighbor. Check in on the
people
you love.
Buy a box of Timbits.
Buy a box of Timbits.
Give them to your toddler. Put on
Buy a box of wine. Yeah. TV is okay. You know, just do what you got to do to survive. It's not about thriving right now. We are all going to be okay. This is our check-in with all of you. We hope you're doing well. We hope you and your family are staying safe and healthy. We hope everyone's doing okay. Just okay is just fine right now.
Just okay is okay right now.
That's right. It's okay. So let's do a few or a quarantine edition of Would You Rather before we wrap up this week's meeting, Jessica.
Love it. Love it.
Would you rather never be able to put your hair in a top knot, a mom bun, a messy bun ever again? Or would you rather not be able to wear leggings or sweats?
Oh,
which one are you picking?
God.
Never be able to throw your hair in the messy bun or
look
never
at me
be able
right
to wear
now.
Leggings and joggers. Yeah.
If you could see me right now, everybody, or see us,
our messy
you look
buns
good.
And
yours
our leggings.
Is like a styled bun, like yours is a lower bun.
Yeah, you know what? This is the trick sometimes when my hair is like greasy and dry shampoo's not cutting it. I don't pull it all the way back because then it gets a little more slick. So I just do this like little fake middle part.
You got to
just pull
like
it down this way. Mom
I like that. If you could see me right now, everyone, I have my hair on the top of my head as far as it can go. Any higher, it's in space. And I have one of Daniel's t-shirts on. Like, I look terrible. This is exactly how I look for every podcast
you're
recording.
You're a quarantine cutie.
Sarah, like, that is really hard for me to answer because the top bun and pajama wearing is, like, my quarantine identity.
I know.
But I don't know. I think, frig. Because if I don't wear...
They're
like,
not
if
supposed
I,
to be easy. That's
I know. But if... I'd have to just shower like every day if I want. I don't know. I think
not possible.
I think I'd have to keep the comfy clothes because I do like how I feel when my hair is done. And I think that could be helpful during quarantine to like put yourself together.
Right.
Straighten your hair, curl your hair, whatever.
Right.
It's just hard to not be able to just throw it up. But I think I would just need the comfy clothes more. What about you?
Yeah. Well, like maternity leave, my uniform has been like my leggings and my nursing sweater or whatever. So
right.
I think it has to be, I have to not do the bun, I guess, which is so hard because my hair is always in a bun, but I'd find other ways, a low bun, a hat.
Right.
I can forego the top knot. But I can't forego the leggings or the comfy pants. No way.
No, it's too hard,
Too hard, yeah.
Here's another good one.
Okay.
I think we've all experienced this, especially last lockdown. Hopefully not this one. Would you rather go 6 months without a haircut or 6 months without wearing makeup?
Oh, I'd go 6 months without wearing makeup for sure. Okay. Because I can go the 6 months without a haircut. That's okay. Especially now that my hair's brunette, actually. I think that's one of the reasons I fully went brunette, because I knew I just couldn't keep up, like, having to keep going back for the blonde. It's too much maintaining. Mm-hmm. I don't have the time for it right now. But I think I'd have to go with no makeup for 6 months, though, because it's kind of nice not to do that. Oh, now I'm
you look
I'm
yeah, and your skin myself. Is good. You have good skin.
No, it's not that I have good skin, but you know what it is? I freaking love getting my hair washed. Like, if I ever become a multi-billionaire, I'm gonna hire someone to wash my hair every day. I love the feeling of getting my hair washed. It's just the best. Or when someone plays with my hair, I love it.
So you're going with
I'd rather get my hair done and not wear makeup, I think. But again, I'm on maternity leave and I'm thinking about being in lockdown.
Right.
But now, okay. I don't know. What would you do?
So, does tinted moisturizer count as makeup?
I'll let you decide that.
If I can wear the tinted moisturizer, then I'll go without the makeup. Because I don't wear a lot of makeup anyway, but where my skin is so red with the rosacea, I feel like I just need a little something.
Right.
Just like a tint of some sort.
Right.
But like when I go that long without a hair appointment, I do drastic things like get bangs or like chop my hair off. So I'm best to just keep on a regular schedule with the hairdresser, hairstylist. Right.
And,
That's hilarious. I'm still trying to grow out these motherfucking bangs.
They grew pretty fast, I think.
They're up right now. I mean, my hair is pretty high up, but they're up right now without a bobby pin.
Yeah, they're grown for sure.
I have a hair appointment June 4th. I don't know if I'll make it I hope that she's open, but she might not be. So by that point, I'm hoping I can do like the curtain bang.
Oh, love it.
Just my to friend like just get got it from those. And I don't know gorge. Though.
Yeah. I think they're beautiful.
We'll see.
You know what? My hair appointment, I was supposed to have one 2 Fridays ago. They announced the lockdown on Tuesday. My appointment was that Friday. The exact same thing happened the last time the lockdown started. I had a hair appointment that week. I mean, I know it's a small blip on the big scheme of things, but
yeah, for sure. Yeah, it sucks though. That was me with the brow wax and the lip wax. Okay. I was due for one when lockdown occurred. So you should have seen me when they finally opened back up in June. Because Sarah, I remember I might have mentioned this to you. Like, do you remember me saying to you that like I looked different? Like I looked like my brother a lot. Like I couldn't figure it out for the longest time, but I'd be like sitting in Zoom. So I did pluck a bit, like I did what I could, and I bought one of those face razors for my lip because it was just to the point where like I could no longer do it. Actually, my friend Bria gave me one of the face razors, and I plucked and like did my thing, but like obviously I'm not an esthetician, like I'm not trained on like the proper brow structure I need for my face, and I would keep looking at myself in these Zoom meetings, being like, "You just look different. Like you look like a." You look like your brother. Like, you look just a little bit more manlier.
That's hilarious.
And it was the brows. And until I'm going to actually post on our social media, like, a before and after of my brows, like, before, like, when we were in the pandemic versus, like,
yes, I want to see that.
Because once I got the wax, I was like, oh, that's what it was.
When that happened. Yeah. I can't wait to see the comparison. It's funny though, hey, when you get your eyebrows done and then you're like, oh, look at my face. Like, there it is. Like, you kind of forget.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't need Botox. I just needed a brow wax.
Yeah. Hilarious. Fun fact. I have not had my eyebrows or lip waxed since the babies were born. Like, because of the pandemic. And I have never, like, don't get too close because, no, I haven't really done much.
What?
I don't know what it is, but I plucked a little bit, but I mean, they need some serious work. Don't look too close. But my lip and my eyebrows, and we've talked about this before, but we both, like, I have this chin hair. I have two chin hairs on my chin.
Oh, yeah.
One is black and one is white. It's the strangest thing. There's just two of them. My mom has the exact same thing. A black chin hair and a white chin hair in the same spots that I do. Like, genetics.
And they're, like, coarse.
Like, you couldn't give me your, like, accounting brain genes. You had to give me your chin hair genes. But anyway, yeah, they're coarse. One's coarse and one's soft. It's really interesting. Anyway, those babies I have to pluck because Pat starts looking at me sideways sometimes when he sees them.
Oh, I know.
When he looks at my profile. You think that
they're looking at you endearingly and then they're Daniel's
what
like,
am I looking at hanging off your chin there?
You got a chin hair, hon.
Yeah, but my lip is getting a little out of control.
Okay, so but Sarah, do something about back it up.
And my eyebrows too.
Back it up. The twins are going to be a year in September.
Yeah, so I know. They're eight. They just turned 8 months old. 8 months? I don't know.
Your brows don't look. What is going on
they
there?
They do. Like, if I got close, though, it would be bad.
I don't know, but Sarah, it's like been 8 months.
If it's like hormones, not my hair not growing as fast. I don't know. Maybe I'll stop breastfeeding and I'll just turn into like an ape. I have no idea. But
gotta get
these.
That's
suckers
amazing,
done.
Though.
I can't wait to get them done because it's going to be a whole new world.
They look good.
My face
though.
Is going to feel so much better.
Would you rather wash, dry, fold, put away laundry? All of those things, or cook supper and clean, dry, put away dishes.
Oh,
I'm full. Okay. I'm doing the laundry.
Okay. This is hard for me because there's some exterior factors I need to know. Like, do I have all the ingredients and do I have to think about what I'm going to cook?
I was just going to say that. Not cooking.
If I know what I'm having, I'll cook it. If I know I have all the ingredients, I'll happily put on some music, listen to a podcast, cook the food.
Like a HelloFresh bundle thing.
Like, I'll do it. But then, like, you throw clothes in the washer, you can, like, go do something else in the meantime. Yeah. So I think I'm going to go with the kitchen. I think I'd rather cook, clean, put away the dishes.
Okay.
Yeah. Pat, if you're out there listening, don't laugh too loudly because I know he's yelling. Neither. She'd rather do neither. Well, Jessica, this has been lovely as always.
Yeah. I mean, I needed this chat. I needed this chat a lot.
I look forward to the time I can hug you again. I can't wait to hug you again.
I can't wait to hug too.
I know. I miss your hugs. Soon.
Yeah.
We'll be able to hug soon.
Soon. We have to just be positive.
Exactly. Yeah. Wear your masks, physically distance, sanitize,
stay safe,
wash your hands.
We love you.
Stay safe, stay well. Check in on one another. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for joining us at the table for this meeting. We are so glad you joined us, like always.
If this episode was interesting, if you enjoyed it, please subscribe to our podcast, throw us a review, give us a like, visit us on social media. You can find us on Instagram at The Morning Meeting. And you can send us an email to themorningmeetingpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for sitting around our table today. We are so glad you were here with us, and we hope to see you again soon.